techno.
Hardcore. Hardstyle.
You are listening to
Hard Cat Hip.
All right, Dimitri Kray, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
So, first question, do you know what is the track that made you gain visibility and notoriety to the public?
I think it's like a couple years ago when I started making music with Alles Naar de Kloten van Hey, Daar's Dimitri. It was like a little marketing trick to get people know my name. And after that, I started with tracks like Fresh New Kicks. And I was like the young guy, and I sent it to Party Racer, and they played it at the live streams because there were only live streams. And yeah, people loved it. You see the comments, and they say, well, yeah, what's that track? From who is it? And that was like also for my name really good at that time. And after that, also the 7 edit, you know, with E-Force, the track of E-Force. And I think that was a little step to the mainstream side because many people recognized it from the raw style scene a couple years ago. So yeah, I think those two tracks were the tracks that made my name grow big.
It must have been crazy.
So second question. Have you planned future releases on Offensive Rage? And would there be any featurings or anything like that?
Yes, for Offensive Rage, we have a track, The Anthem of Titanium. It's coming really, coming out really soon.
Okay.
It's with Major Conspiracy and Cryogenic, as the act Offensive Rage Live. And I've done a little mashup. It was a mashup, and I finally managed after a half year of doing papers with the labels and the artists from the, you know, the early sound, like DJ Wordo from Young Birds, and I finally managed it to release it like a official track. So it's coming out next month, and I hope that people like it.
Okay, that's great. That's good news.
So talking about Major Conspiracy and Cryogenic, we saw you with them at the Titanium Festival under the Offensive Rage Live group. So can you tell us a little bit about this formation and how and why did you create it?
Yeah, we started as just an experiment at the Cryogenic party. He had his own event in October last year. And we are like big friends of each other. We always support each other with playing tracks and sending stuff for feedback and stuff like that, you know. And we thought, yeah, why don't we just start a team? We are we're still like the most booked artists of our agency, and also from our agency was like, from yeah, why just you go like teaming up and doing an act? We thought like, yeah, we like this project and let's try it, and it packed out really good. Yeah.
So do you plan to tour with this group?
Sorry?
Do you plan to tour with this group in Europe?
Yeah, we will do some exclusive events. Like at next year, we have some big parties and we want to host stages. Not too much because it needs to be something special. And yeah, I think in a year, maybe 6, 7, I hope 8 times around that. But not too much, not overloading it.
Yeah, okay. Yes.
Okay, so speaking of tour, in which country would you like to do an enormous concert in your favorite country of the world?
Yeah, America is really cool because it's really hard. You know, you have to pay the visa and stuff like that. Yeah. And it's a really big country, and it's like completely different than in the Netherlands, Europe. And I see that as a goal, like we call it the Netherlands uitdaging, like something was hard to achieve, but you really want it. That's what I would like to do. And Australia or like Asia would be also sick. Yeah. Like something different than Europe.
Yeah. Okay. That's great. Wait, we hope that for you.
Thank you.
So when you are on stage, what emotions do you want to transmit to your public?
I want to make them completely made them crazy, just let them scream about every kick and forgot other... Some people have some problems, and I think when I let them listen my music, they forget everything and just only focus on the kicks, on the bass drum, having fun with their friends. And that's what I like to do, just to make people smile. Yes, that's the most important thing that makes me smile. So,
some sort of medicine.
Yeah, the sword. Medicine. Yes.
And last question, it's a pretty funny one. Which song would you consider as your guilty pleasure?
If you have one?
Yeah, your guilty pleasure.
Which I really like?
Yeah.
Okay, of my own tracks?
Whatever you want.
Okay, I have a couple tracks I really like the... Yeah, the E-Force, I started listening to hardstyle and rawstyle, like was like E-Force 7 was my track. I really liked because it was the first year I went to parties and it was my favorite track, and I finally made like the edit, so I still like the track, like the official track. I like some early hardcore numbers, like the track Young Birds. I also make the mashup of it because yeah, it's something what... give me chicken skin, you know, like goosebumps. Yeah, that's some tracks I really love, and I think there will be some more, but I can't think about it. So,
okay. Well, thank you very much for this interview and taking time to answer our questions.
Thank you too.
I'll let my friend finish the interview.
Okay.
Yeah. So we heard from sources that you might have some words in French that you know. Maybe do you have something to say in French?
Merci bien. On va faire de la fête. On va faire la fête.
Oh yeah, right. Right on. Very cool. Thank you very much, Dimitri.
No problem. Thank you, guys. We'll be right back.
In a blue world, and all day and all night, and everything he sees is just just blue like him, inside and outside. Blue his house with a blue little window and a blue Corvette, and everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around, cause he ain't got nobody to listen.
Hard bass.
Thank you. fucked your mama. Now I'm smoking your mota, eh? I wanna puff, puff, some of the Dutch stuff. I wanna puff, puff, give me the green, green stuff. I wanna puff, puff, some of the Dutch stuff. I wanna puff, puff, give me the green, green stuff. I wanna puff, puff, some of the Dutch stuff. I wanna puff, puff, give me the green, green stuff. I wanna puff, puff, some of the Dutch stuff. I wanna puff, puff, give me the green, green stuff. I wanna puff, puff, some of the Dutch stuff.
miss the time that you gave us, trying to find what's left inside.
Take the red pill. pill.
You take the red pill. Take the blue pill.
Take the red pill.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Take the red pill.
Take a blue pill. Take a red pill. Take a blue pill. Take a red pill. Take a blue pill. Take a red pill. Take a blue pill. Take a red pill. Take a blue pill. Take a red pill. Take a blue pill. Take a red pill. Take a blue pill. Take a red pill. Take a blue pill. Take a red pill. Take a blue pill. Take a red pill.
Take the blue pill.
Take the red pill.
Take the red pill.
Stadium.
on, I got everything you need. I got bass, I got gigs, now move to the beat.
That'll move this fucking stadium. I got kicks, I got drip, bitch.
Move to the beat. I got everything you want, I got.
I'm Don't let the bass catch up. world never saw them coming.
life.
I'm gonna go get the
Someday I will buy galley with good oars, sail to distant shores, stand up on the prow, noble bark I steer, steady course to the haven. Humane foemen, humane foemen. My mother told me someday I will buy galley with good oars, sail to distant shores, stand up on the prow, noble bark I steer, steady, steady course to the haven. Humane foemen, humane foemen.